I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And, you know, the last few weeks, actually, we've sort of been talking about holiday things for Swiss Thanksgiving. And, of course, now we're getting closer and closer to Christmas and the whole holiday season. And you know, we talk about Christmas, but really, I think in most people's minds, it's not just Christmas Day. It's not just the 25th.
Exactly.
It's a season. And many people really, really enjoy it. And and so we want to offer something that just kind of fits into that and makes it even happier.
And this is a dessert recipe that certainly can be served year-round, but it's more appropriate perhaps at this time of year. And 2 weeks away is Christmas Day. So how appropriate, or two weeks in a day. So how appropriate is it to have a recipe for cranberry almond Christmas cake? And when I first saw that recipe, of course, I was attracted to it just because of the name Christmas in it. And I thought, oh, this will make a fun, unique dessert idea for entertaining or just for our family as well. But it's an easy recipe to make. It's almost like a butter cake made in a 9x13 pan. And that's unusual for me. That 9x13 pan at my house does not get used a lot other than for brownies. I do not make cakes in it because my cake recipes are adapted to layer cakes. Not saying that I can't use the 9x13.
Layer and maybe somewhat bundt cakes.
I think a lot of
people do make a lot of bundt cakes, so that's another kind of cake pan that, yeah. But a 9x13, that's still a pretty basic
pan.
And I'm thinking most people have one of those.
Exactly, and has multiple uses, not just for desserts or rolls or meatloaf or Swiss steak.
Yeah, it could be, lots of various uses, you're right. But today we're talking about this almond Christmas cake. And I'm thinking the name or the nuts almond in there sort of drew your eye to it in addition to the Christmas part.
They did because there's crunch.
Yeah.
and I like crunch. This recipe requires two forms of almond. I like to say almond is kissed in this recipe with almond extract and also sliced almonds. I'm sure you could even use slivered almonds if you wanted to, too. But the sliced almonds are used in this. I do toast my almonds ahead of time, and that's easy to do either by placing them in a pan, open the bag, put them in a baking pan, put them into a 350-degree oven, and depending on the thickness of the nut, bake them for about 5 to 8 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, depending, again, on the thickness of the nut, until you start to get a warm, lovely nut smell. Another way to do that, if you don't want to start the oven and still want to have nuts toasted, is to put them in a frying pan on low, on top of the stove or on the range.
And don't walk away.
Exactly, because especially when the nut is thin, they will brown quickly, and they always brown fastest on the outside of the pan, so you must be there to stir them.
Mm-hmm. And that's from personal experience.
Yes,
mine
too.
I can do another thing. Oh, no. This is one of those things that you just stay, and it just takes a few minutes, so just pay attention. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've heard you say before, Miss Nini, is that you toast maybe a whole bag or whatever, and then put them back in the storage. You don't have to wait to toast them just before you use them.
Correct. And no, I draw from my storage all the time, and once that storage is getting low, whether it's in the freezer or in the refrigerator, depending how often I use these nuts, They're toasted. They're ready for me to use, and then I will get another batch ready and put into the oven so that I can replenish my supply.
Much more efficient way to do it if you know that you're going to be using them often. And maybe there's a favorite recipe you have that you know. And as you said, they can be put into the refrigerator or the freezer.
Yes. And why all the big conversation about even toasting nuts? I think a nut is much more flavorful because that toasting, the heat applied to that nut brings out more of the oils in the nut and makes it more flavorful. So this recipe actually can be made with the nuts without being toasted or with them toasted. It's up to you, however you want to do. But the fun part about it, too, along with the almond, is that the red in the cranberries. And boy, we're all about red and green this time of year.
We are. Now we're really getting to the Christmas look of this. And cranberries are such a... Well, can be. The fresh cranberries are very seasonal.
Yes, very much
so. This is the time to get those fresh cranberries.
And why not, if you like this recipe well enough, or even you have other fresh cranberry recipes that you want to make throughout the year, but say, I can't find fresh cranberries in July, why not purchase some of those extra bags of cranberries, of fresh cranberries, put them in the freezer. Don't do anything with them. Just put them in the freezer. And they will last and be wonderful for you to use all through the year. Sometimes, too, at the end of the holiday season, the fresh cranberries will be on sale at your grocer. And that's a wonderful time to capture a number of bags for freezing those.
I'm thinking that would also be, you mentioned that they may be on sale, because mm-hmm. if you could buy frozen cranberries, you know, by somebody else, but I'm sure those would be quite a bit more expensive
they
than
are.
If you buy them currently when they're on the market and freeze them yourself. And as you say, easy, just put them in an airtight bag and put them in the freezer mm-hmm. and there you go.
Mm-hmm. One interesting flavor fact with this recipe, which even though cranberries are used in it, and in my mind I have a certain idea what a cranberry is going to taste like when I eat it, it doesn't quite taste cranberry in this recipe. It almost tastes like a tart pie cherry. And so when you combine that with the almond, it's even more
perfect.
Exciting.
Yes.
Yes. Now, if I were
and that's good news for some people who, like me, didn't used to like mm-hmm. cranberries at all until I started tasting some of these different ways to use cranberries and going, oh, yes, those are good flavor combinations. So if you're one of those people who said, I don't like cranberries, well, maybe you want to try something else out.
I do think that as we get older, we adapt more to the tartness of a cranberry than what we did in our youth.
I think that's true.
And maybe this recipe will become more appealing to the age rate gamut of age ranges with it. If I were to make this again, I would add a little orange zest, fresh orange zest, over in within it, because then I think that always enhances
just
a cranberry almond flavor.
Yes. And it's pretty. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's not, how do I want to say this, a beautiful kind of thing that you spend a lot of time on. It just turns out it's pretty. It looks like a Christmas cake.
And it doesn't need frosting. That's one less step that you have to avoid with this recipe.
You mentioned two kinds of cranberries, and because mm-hmm. part of them go on the top, the ones that you roasted if you want to...
almonds.
Yes, the mm-hmm. almonds go on top to mm-hmm. make that crunchy top, mm-hmm. right? And that's kind of the pretty part of it, too.
Yes, that adds to the coloring and the entire presentation of on with this cake. I found myself, and I don't always like to eat a lot of sweets at one sitting, but boy, Levon, it was so easy to go after slice to get the paring knife out or the spatula and just cut off a little
another
more.
Another little piece. Uh-oh.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. And I must say that the author of this recipe, or where I found it, was Donna Elick, and she is also known as the Slow Roasted Italian. So I did find this recipe online, and actually it was on Facebook. Many people had said, oh, this looks good. But oftentimes what happens on Facebook, people post pictures of recipes from websites without having actually made the recipe. And it can either be a triumph or tragedy when you make it, because all pictures do not always accompany the accurate recipe that I've discovered on Facebook or on the internet.
Sort of disappointing, isn't it?
It is. So hopefully you won't find that to be true with the recipes that you live on. And Miss Nini post on our website, because we have tried them and we do trust them and we think that they're great recipes for you to try.
Yes, we've tried them. And so other basic ingredients are the sugar, the flour, mm-hmm. those kinds of things.
This does call for unsalted butter. I'm sure you could probably use salted butter, but you might want, there's no salt in the recipe. I don't know that it's a give and take thing. If you have unsalted on hand, fine. If not, use salted butter.
I think that's fine too. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I know, because you mentioned this, there's almond extract in there. Does almond extract get old? I know yours doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. I go through bottles of it.
Yes. But I'm thinking if you don't use it very often, that almond extract may be one of those that won't be, well, refrigeration would slow down any mm-hmm. kind of processes, mm-hmm. but... in fact, this was a personal experience. I had a small bottle that I'd had, I don't know, years probably, and then I had a larger, newer bottle, and I thought, I'll just empty this smaller bottle. I think it didn't have nearly the flavor that the newer one did, so the little bit I had left, it got ditched. But I'm just thinking that, you know, sometimes we don't know, if we don't use something often, how long we've had it. And one mm-hmm. of the things that we're told we should do is when we buy something like that or that we don't use often is to put mm-hmm. the date on it.
And keep it, store it away from a heat source.
Absolutely. All herbs, spices, mm-hmm. flavorings, yes.
Even if you have a cooler place to put it. And a lot of times in the wintertime, cupboard spaces if they're, of course, being attached to outside walls, it'll be cool in those cupboards.
Okay. So we're going to be able to find this cranberry almond Christmas cake on the KJN website.
That's right. Click on programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Lavana Miss Nini. Also, there you will find the podcast for December 12th along with this recipe and pictures of how we prepare it in our home so that it can assist you in preparing it in your home. Get children involved. They would have a great time measuring ingredients and playing with those cranberries and almonds. So if you don't have internet access, please give us a call at KJN and we'd be happy to get this recipe to you. Remember, go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.